just be a few minutes. We don't have a lot of time. The Lord is faithful to us, and He carries us through all things, and He brings us to the place we need to be, to see Him and to know Him. And as has been said, much of what I want to say we've already talked about. It's a message that Pete is been on his heart, it's on my heart, that the Lord is doing the work in us, and He is carrying us forward. It is we as well as Diane has testified. I can about Stephanie. You know, she's like many of us. She's maybe more extreme in some things. She's tends to be a perfectionist. And so she wants everything planned out and everything figured out. And it's a struggle because God is not a planner. He is doing what according to His purpose. And, you know, I have to say, when I became a believer, I was a teenager, and I was a worrier. I was anxious about many things. Not quite the same as Mary and Martha, but different. Concerned about school and concerned about where I was going to get a job and how was I going to live and would I have a family and a house and work into quite a tailspin. Wondering about those things. And the Lord gave me Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, which I'm sure most of us are familiar with, if not all of us. Be anxious for nothing, for in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all comprehension, surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The Lord is doing all things that are necessary. He is, just as a familiar verse in Romans chapter 8, all things work together for good for them that love Jesus. Well, I looked at that and I believe it. I want to believe it, and yet struggle with trying to figure out, well, do I really love Jesus enough? He loves me enough. More than I could possibly love Him. I do not have to come up to, we cannot come up to a level that deserves His attention. His attention has been given to us freely. His life has been given freely. His blood flowed for us freely and completely. It cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And all we have to do, as Yvonne was speaking of Russell, is that his name? Yeah, that the Lord is doing what is necessary to cause him to repent and he to see the Lord, to realize his need. And just as we have been through, he brings us to a place where we can see him and know him. And he loves us. He cares for us. He provides for us. And just to reinforce that point, Paul says in the first chapter of Philippians, this was not the verse that I was part of my testimony, but it is the same thing. In chapter 1, verse 6, for I am confident in this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. And I think this may apply to the other friend that we prayed for. The Lord will not depart from him. The Lord will perfect the work that was started, cause it to be complete until the day of Christ Jesus. The Lord is about his business, and he will, I say his business, his purpose. And his purpose is that we would know him, that we would believe and trust in the one sent from God, sent from heaven. And so we do, and so we gather, and so we share with one another and pray for one another and lift up one another. God's heart is for us, and he wants us to be united. And much not exactly sure the best way to say this, but the Lord is accomplishing his purpose, and it seems, as a human, as the person I have been in my youth and occasionally as I go along, I get caught up in trying to make things right, trying to do things a certain way, trying to work out things myself, cause them to be done. And it doesn't work. It proved over and over again. And as I was talking with Stephanie and praying with her, you know, we are hopeless without him. We have nothing. You know, I'm sure you saw that with Heidi. You know, she struggled, and she would have all these things, and the Lord had his hand on her as he had his hand on all of us, even in the things that it shouldn't be this way. I speak as Ed says, I speak as a fool. But what came out of Heidi's life? What came out of the testimony you all brought back from there? What came out through the testimony in the family? And the memorial that you had here, that was wonderful. The testimony of Jesus in her life, and the testimony of Jesus that is in Stephanie's life and is continuing to grow in her life. I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. The Lord wants us to know him, and he wants us to, he speaks over and over about, we are righteous in him. He is the rock upon whom we stand. It is his lifeblood that has cleansed us. It is the life that flows from him into us, that flows out into the world through us. The Lord loves us and cares for us and provides everything for us. And one more thing, really not got a lot to say here. It's a lot to say, but it's not my words. It's the Lord's, the Holy Spirit's doing that needs to be heard and seen. We walk with him. We can walk with him because he has made us holy. He has made us righteous. He has made us able to be his children, to love him and to care for him and to be cared for by him and to trust him in all things. In Matthew chapter 6, at the end of chapter 6, the Lord is speaking, and he says in verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The Lord is telling us what I hear and what I have seen and what I hear from Stephanie and see in her and have counseled her. Don't try to plan everything out. Don't be concerned about what the, well, if this happens, what about that? As an example, the chemo that she's been having, it's the mildest chemo that could have effect on her, on this cancer, and it will allow her to be able to continue to work almost all the time, almost full time. Well, if that's taken away because it's not working, medicinally, it said it is much too difficult. The other treatments are much harsher and difficult to live with, and probably she won't be able to work anymore. She might have to go on disability. Round and around it goes. The Lord is working, and today, or Stephanie is taking a step forward that she needs to take. She knows, as Diane said, and as Stephanie said to me, she knows that leaving the job that she has is the thing to do. The Lord has arranged the circumstances and the difficulties of it, and that she is confident in, and she doesn't know. She's tried, she's got another job lined up, but she doesn't know if she'll be able to take it. But for today, we have the next, the visit with the doctor to look forward to see what will come, what is next, and keep walking forward. Take a step. Do what makes, what you believe from in your heart, what the Holy Spirit puts on your heart to do next. You know, we work, we take care of our homes, we have families that the Lord is, we have responsibilities for. All these things need to be, we walk forward, keep going the way, in the direction that's laid before us, and he will correct us if we are wrong. And if we've done something out of our own mind and thinking, he doesn't throw us out. He will never throw us out. He wants us to know him and to trust him and to be embraced by him. He loves us. He will not forsake us. Do not be anxious for tomorrow. The things that are coming up, don't worry about them. Tomorrow will take care of itself because the Lord is in it. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So do the things, deal with the things, face the things that we have today, and turn our hearts towards the Lord, and he will draw us unto himself, and he will strengthen us, he will fill us, he will keep us, he provides for us, just as he provides for the birds of the air and the flowers of the field that are alive today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow. Lord, we thank you that all things are in your hands. That, Lord, that you created everything unto to be available unto your purpose. We thank you, Lord, that you want us to have you close to us and to be free, not to be concerned over what we have done, but what you are doing and what you have done for us, that we can repent without hesitation and be cleansed without hesitation, to be holy. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Today, we gather together, we rejoice in the Lord, we worship. Tomorrow, we have to go to work, or we have to take care of family, or do laundry, or whatever. But the Lord is there and with us and will carry us. Lord, we are thankful that you love us, and we ask you to be with us and to continue, Lord, to guide us in seeing you. Open our eyes, open our ears, soften our hearts. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. In your precious name, amen.